Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Jared.
And welcome to the Fixate and Binge podcast, where we discuss our fixation with films and television by digging deep into the themes and messages that transcends entertainment.
And offer our insights and analysis into what makes something worth your time and binge-worthy right now. Welcome to the Fixate and Binge podcast, everybody. We're trying something new today. We're trying to bring the Fixate and the Binge to the podcast. I'm Jared, by the way.
And I'm Joe. And what he means by something new or different is that you can't see us, but
you
will
be able to soon.
You will be able to soon, yeah. And at that point, I will stop wearing lingerie to the podcast recording.
Nobody wants to see that. I'm so happy.
Maybe some of you do want to see that, you dirty, pervy people.
It's almost like I'm wearing nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Stupid Flanders. So what we've discussed is we want to kind of separate the fixate from the binge, kind of like separating the peanut butter from the jelly. Mm-hmm. And what we would like to do in this shorter podcast is do a binge portion of the Fixate and Binge podcast, in which Jared and I will talk about some shows that either you can binge them or you can wait, like you can wait until you can binge them, or you can see them every week when they drop. Mm-hmm. So this is the binge portion.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
And we're going to keep it short and tight. We're not going to drone on too long.
We'll spend the more time on the fixate side, which is when we have guests and they're talking about the show or the film of their choice that they have fixated on, that they're passionate about, that has changed their life or added to their life in some way. Then we'll go deeper and we'll go more lengthy, but these are going to be...
That's what she said. I'm going to get... I'll be sleeping on the couch. I'll be sleeping on the couch tonight. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It happens.
Sorry.
So this is going to be literally a speed round. We are giving ourselves 5 minutes per show, and that's it. We're not going to drone on because we don't need to.
We definitely don't need to. So,
okay. So what have you been watching lately?
Okay. So I'm going to start it.
Okay. Do it.
So we have a timer here. My wife and I have started watching a show that's been out for a couple seasons. It's now accessible on Netflix. I'm not 100% sure if the show originated as a Netflix property.
Hold on. I'm butting into your time, but do you guys notice how fast Joe is speaking all of a sudden?
I know.
It's like he's a carnival barker, or he's trying to sell a used car at an auction or something. Okay, carry on.
That's all right. Sorry. You could slow it down if you want to.
Yeah,
and then we encourage our listeners to then speed us up and listen to us at a faster rate.
Absolutely.
Actually, by the way, as a party trick, I used to do this as a substitute teacher. I would read fast, and nobody reads as fast as me, and I can read super frickin' fast.
Okay.
When I was a substitute teacher, I would read the roll fast. I would progressively get faster and faster and faster. Is there a Jay Quillen here? Is there an A.A. Ron? Is there a D. Nice? Is there a... is there a Balake here? But I would progressively read faster and faster and faster. And the junior high students cut up. They were laughing.
I bet.
Because they loved it. Or at least I think they did. I don't know if they were laughing at me or with me. But
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Laugh's a laugh.
With that, we've been watching a show that we're not 100% sure if it originated as Netflix intellectual property or if Netflix picked it up, as they're prone to do when another streaming service or a CBS or an ABC is like, we don't want to fund it. We have new stuff we want to work on. And then the audience from ABC or NBC or Fox, whatever, then follows the show to continue, as it were, on Netflix. And I love it when that happens, especially if it's a show you love. The show I'm talking about stars Alan Tudyk, who is a great comedy actor. If you've seen The Knight's Tale, he was in that. If you've seen Death at a Funeral, one of the funniest comedies, he's in that. And he steals all the comedy in that show.
I agree.
Alan Tudyk. And of course, he was in, I think, Rogue One. He was the voice of one of the robots smart aleck attitude. Alan Tudyk plays an alien, and the show is called Resident Alien.
Oh, I've seen that. I haven't watched it, but I've seen that advertised.
It's fun. It takes place in this kind of enclosed off, idyllic, fictional Colorado town called Paradise, Colorado. And then I read in the notes that it's filmed in British Columbia. Stupid Canadians with their picturesque villages.
I know, seriously.
But it's fun. And Alec Tudyk plays this alien trying to assimilate into the human community. And there's just a lot of silliness. And he's just so funny.
Is it British humor?
No, it's not. Alan Tudyk is not British. It's crazy.
Oh.
But he's been in a lot of British things.
He really has.
In Firefly, the TV show.
That's a great one. That's one of Heidi's favorites.
Is it? He's great in that, isn't he? So we're through season one and we're already into season two. And then I don't know how much time I have left. Oh, we have 1 minute, 55 seconds left. We're going to keep this tight. Like we said,
absolutely,
folks, the algorithm or Big Brother is listening on my phone. And now I'm starting to see TikToks from the official account of a Resident Alien.
Okay.
And they're making season three and that's coming out soon. And I want to see it. So I'm like, we better catch up. Let's get season two in the books.
And is it something goofy like Alf?
Not quite. It's dark. It's dark humor.
Okay. All right.
It's dark humor. I mean, it's...
So we're not talking about aliens. We're talking about...
Like, oh, no. We are talking about
actual aliens.
Yeah. Aliens.
Okay.
But it's funny and it's got a very dark humor, but it's... I don't know. It's just... It's very... It's charming, really. Okay. The town that they film it in, it seems like the town that they film all those Hallmark Christmas movies in, you know? It just seems
it's not even in America. Why would I even watch it?
I know. I keep it in America. If it's not made in USA, I don't want to wear it. But it said it was made in China. Your Trump hat was made in China. Forget it. Anyway, so I really enjoy it. Alan Tudyk is infinitely one of our funniest actors, one of our funniest living actors alive and well today, doing great content, chewing the scenery, having tons of fun. It's like X-Files meets, I guess, Alf. That's a good analogy. X-Files meets Alf meets a Hallmark Christmas. There's no romance in
no
this.
No romance.
Yeah, there's
damn
no romance.
It.
But it's
well,
fun.
Forget it then.
This is couples fun. Watch it with your spouse. Watch it with your dog. Watch it. It doesn't matter. It's great.
Okay. I like it. My choice is a little darker. It's True Detective Night Country. This is season four of the True Detective series. And as we've talked about before, True Detective, one season to the other is not connected. They're totally standalone. So this one is literally very dark because it takes place in Alaska in the North Country during the middle of the winter where it is dark all day, all night long. And it is oppressively dark and cold and miserable. And it's Jodie Foster. And what is the name of the...
Callie Reese. Yeah.
So they are two detectives, two police officers in this really tiny town way up in the middle of nowhere, Alaska. And they have been called on to solve a really horrific crime that has echoes of a previous crime. So I'm not going to give any away, but all right, look, if you haven't seen any True Detectives, first of all, why the hell not? They're great. Season one, I haven't seen it, but no, I did see it. Season two, I did not see with...
You're okay. And you're forgiven for not seeing season two.
I haven't seen
that. You really are, because of the True Detective seasons out there, season two is like the season that most fans of the show would like to forget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently this one got a lot of heat. We talked about this briefly before, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just don't know what the harsh criticism, like you had said that somebody called it a pile of steaming shit or something like that. And I don't.
Right.
Why? I mean, it's Jodie freaking Foster, first of all.
And who's excellent in this.
Amazing in this.
Yeah.
And her co-star is also excellent in this. Yep. The acting is top notch.
Yep.
The scenery is bleak and it depicts misery very, very well. The crime is engaging. It's scary. It's spooky. It's not like ghost story type of a thing. It's more like supernatural meets true horrific human nature.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's oppressively sad. So why did I like it so much? It's a good question. First of all, it was all available and I just binged the shit out of it, watched it. And literally, folks, I cried a couple times. It was so sad. It was so sad. And honestly, I've been a little depressed lately. I ain't got a job. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, the grieving process, it kind of ebbs and flows. Well, it's fucking flowing right now. So anyway, Night Country, brutal, excellent, and actually kind of beautiful too. The human interaction there is it's terrifying what humans can do to each other, but it's also beautiful what humans can do for each other. So that's my pitch.
That's fantastic. Just really briefly to jump in on that. So glad you're able to watch it. When we last talked about this, you had told me, no, I'm going to wait till all the episodes are loaded. I'm going to avoid spoilers as best I can, and I will just binge it, which I respect. Because there were weeks where there were episodes where I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I got to wait on 7 days to get the, I was so mad.
Yeah.
So I get it, because the joy of binging, I mean, this is something, this is a 21st century feature to be able to binge something.
We can do that, and it's great.
I mean, when I was growing up, I couldn't binge the entire season of the Dukes of Hazzard. I couldn't. What the hell is happening with Uncle Jesse?
I know, man.
He's going to make me made a week.
He's in a pickle.
He's in a heck of a pickle. He's in a kerfuffle. Roscoe Pico train. Anyway. Yeah. So Night Detective, I am looking forward to doing a true deep dive. Night Detective. You see what I'm doing?
That sounds like Night Rider.
Night Rider. Night Country. I'm coalescing.
Yeah.
True Detective. And I'm being misleading. I'm actually being flippant. It's fantastic. I think you're absolutely right.
I loved it. All right. Next.
Okay. Next. What do we got next? Okay. So my son and I have been watching a show on Netflix called The Brother's Son. The Brother's Son. Okay.
So the nephew.
They're cousins, and they're from Arkansas, because nothing says loving like marrying your cousin.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Okay. And all lives are precious. The Brother's Son is actually slick, and I think you would like it. I think you should binge it. It stars Michelle Yeoh. This is like her first TV series proper, I think, since she won Best Actress for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm-hmm. This is about a family in hiding. Some of them are in hiding. This is about crime families in, I think, China. And there's a lot of things going on, but the action mostly takes place in California.
Okay.
And the mother being protective, which is Michelle Yeoh, and she's got these two sons, and one is really awesome at fighting and kind of being the main bad guy. And one kid is the total fish out of water, Bruce. And Bruce is trying to be a doctor, but Bruce secretly loves being in his college improv class. And they get thrust into these hilarious murder situations and violence and blood and guts. And I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I think it's not bad.
Is it a comedy then?
It's a dark comedy. I mean, it's not like Naked Gun comedy. Okay. But it's like there's no laugh track. I mean, but there is kind of a dark humor that runs through it. And if you can't tell, I mean, the shows I like lately seem to have, they deal with serious, dramatic, real situations, but they never stray too far from it being a little nudge, nudge, wink, wink, funny.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. So that's a good show on Netflix.
And it's The Brother or The Brother's Son.
The Brother's Son. Okay. S-U-N.
Oh, okay.
The Brother's Son.
All right.
I believe I think that's referring to the last name, the Son family.
That makes sense.
And Michelle Yeoh is just, she's great. I mean, everything she does is good.
It's amazing. So
everything everywhere that she does, all at once,
all
is
at
just
once.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
From hot dog fingers to you name it.
Okay. All right. You have gone lightish dark.
Yeah.
I've gone really dark. So I don't know.
Where is your mind, Jared?
Depression.
My mind?
I'm okay. I'm not, you know, not suicidal.
This isn't a plea for help, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm okay.
Good.
It's just, you know, it's disruptive getting laid off.
It is. It's a kick in the balls.
Yeah. No one wants to hear about that. So I'm going to talk about this one. Next show is called Harlan Coben's Fool Me Once. It's a British crime limited series. It is about a woman whose life falls apart when her husband is murdered, or was he?
Oh, who does it star? Who's...
I don't know.
That's okay.
I don't know.
That's okay. I'll still see it.
Put it this way. If you're in the mood for a kind of I wouldn't call it a popcorn mystery. It's not seriously dark. It's not True Detective dark.
Okay.
And serious. It's not to that level. It's trying to be, but it's a British crime drama with some really, really beautiful actors. So if you want kind of your classic crime drama with some really beautiful characters doing some cool stuff, investigating things and running around and solving mysteries. I pitched this terribly. It's just a nice binge. That's all it is. It's a nice binge. There's nothing really deep about it. There's a few surprises here and there. It's just a nice light binge. It is about murder.
Okay.
But there's some intrigue. There's some mystery. There's some loops and hazards in there that you don't see coming. But it's just good watching. I'm on episode 4, I think.
Yeah.
3 or 4. And it's kept my attention. I'm going to finish it. And I'll probably finish it by the weekend.
That's awesome.
Because I don't got a job.
Do you want me to just jump in real quick with something
else? Do it.
So Hulu, which is now part of Disney. So Hulu has a TV show, a TV series, a short TV series. I'm not sure if it'll go beyond one season. Who knows? Because I don't know much about it. I do know that in the early 80s, there was a TV series called Shogun, and it starred Richard Chamberlain as this kind of, he's in feudal Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is a remake of
1624 or something like
that. That's it. And it's based on this rather thick book.
An awesome book.
Have you read it?
Long ago.
Holy crapola. Well, they've got a new series, and the production values are
amazing.
Freaking amazing.
They are.
Have you seen any of it?
I've seen 2 episodes.
Okay.
It's kick-ass amazing.
You feel like you're in feudal Japan.
Oh, it is so real to life. Like, obviously, I wasn't... I've never been to feudal Japan in 16 whatever, but...
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't. I've been to Japan in, the 2000s.
Oh, well, the next time you go, you should really try feudal Japan, Jared.
take a time jump. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
But you're right. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's blowing up. It's probably going to win a bunch of awards.
It should.
It's one of the highest streaming shows ever anywhere.
Yeah,
it's huge. So definitely, I will say it's in Japan, so it's in Japanese.
So subtitles?
Subtitles. So you gotta be prepared.
Be on my phone.
Cannot be on your phone. Oh. Can't be drifting off. And I just you got to pay attention.
You know, I'm telling you, I think in the very end, I think we're going to refer to people that watch TV shows. I mean, we probably should divide people that watch TV shows into 2 different camps. And I'm going to refer to the people that are on their phones while the TV show they're watching. You're not really into that show.
No.
If you're glued to your phone, you're a Philistine.
You're watching it because your spouse wants you to watch it.
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
But you're still a Philistine.
Or
just, are you a supportive spouse?
Could be just a dilettante. Look those up, people. Ooh. Philistine and dilettante.
And now it's time for another installation of Joe's Fancy Ass Word of the Day. But today you get 2. The first word is Philistine, which is a person who is hostile or indifferent to culture and the arts, or who has no understanding of them. The second word is dilettante, a person who cultivates an area of interest such as the arts without real commitment or knowledge. So there you have it, Philistine and dilettante. Which one are you?
Yeah, Shogun's fantastic. And the guy that plays the Englishman, who's mm-hmm. Okay, now I am a big, and I'll try and hurry this along, but
you're good.
I am a big Richard Burton fan. I have listened to one of my favorite poets is Dylan Thomas, the Welsh poet who drank himself to death in his 40s. He is, of course, the poet that wrote that famous poem, Rage, Rage Against the Dying of the Light.
Right.
We've all heard it, right? Yeah. If you've seen Interstellar, it's a mm-hmm. big part of that. Well, he also wrote a stage play called Under Milkwood, and I have the audiobook of Richard Burton, the great Richard Burton, who married Elizabeth Taylor, and they had a great... This is my impersonation of Richard Burton, and he had this great career, and he married Cleopatra. That's how he sounds. I ain't kidding, man.
That's pretty solid.
And the guy that is in Shogun sounds just like Richard Burton. Sounds just like him.
Probably grew up in the same neighborhood, went to the same school. Who knows?
Yeah, must have. Anyway, so Shogun is on Hulu. I think it's almost all the way through now. You could almost binge it.
Yeah. If you started now, it'll probably be all uploaded by the time you get to the last episodes.
Yeah, I think so.
So binge on, our friends.
Binge on.
Okay, I think we're good.
I think we are good. That is a short teaser of things we've been watching, which we recommend are incredibly watchable. We hope that you have time to jump in as we have.
Later, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
There's been a fly buzzing around you and landing on your forehead for the last 5 minutes. Why won't you kill it?
All lives are precious.